We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cavs win Tuesday. That's not great branding. It's not alliterative. It's nothing, you know. It's just literally the thing that happened last night. But we have a lot to get into with Game 2 of the Cavs Magic Series last night. The Cavs coming up with a big win. We've got Kayla Cole-John on the board. We've got the assassin behind the glassy knoll, Keith Britton, just waiting to take a shot at either one of us. We got Katie Pollock on the 2020s. But Dustin Fox, I say a good day to you, sir.
Good day, sir.
You feeling it? I'm feeling it.
It's like a scene out of The Office.
Oh, I was thinking.
Oh, good day, sir.
I was thinking good day to you, sir. But in a positive way. Oh. For those of you who watched That 70s Show back in the day, Fez would end the conversation with, I say good day. This is me saying, I say good day, but in a good way. And that rhymed, and that's going to be in the next open. Damn it. I was vibing until that moment.
Listen, as I get older, I get colder.
That's true. And we get antsy in our pantsy with Kevin Stefanski. Everybody's been saying that for a while now.
That's what the kids say.
So you were at the Cavs game last night. You like what you see?
Do I like what I see? Yes, I like what I see. I loved everything about last night from start to finish. Well, maybe not the finish because, you had a pretty big lead there, 20 points that evaporated a little quickly there in the final couple of minutes. But anyway, didn't matter. Cavs still cover. And dominate. Being there, it was amazing. We're going to talk more about the atmosphere and stuff as we go throughout the show, but I thought it was absolutely outstanding theater. The fans were into it. The Magic had no answers. We are in the Magic's head right now.
You're in the Wagner's head.
The Wagner's.
Both of them.
I can't imagine they'll ever return to Cleveland or, frankly, the state of Ohio.
Are we going to get a Joakim Noah comment by them about who vacations in Cleveland? Have we gotten in their cage so much? Like, here's the thing. Franz Wagner really hasn't done anything wrong other than be Mo Wagner's brother. And the residual hate that Franz is getting because Mo is a chotch is funny as hell to me. Like, the fact that people hate Mo Wagner, his cheap ass, so much that they're like, we got to boo his little brother, too, is just, honestly, it's funny as hell to me. It might actually be my favorite thing in the series, other than the Cavs winning this game, is people just being like, I have so much hate, one Wagner doesn't do it for me. Man, I got to double up on the Wagner hate just to get it all out there.
It's so great that at the arena, they've got the jumbo humongotron thing. Yeah. And every time, like, Wagner had a foul, they got a camera in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not, like, in his face. It's up close and personal. And you could just see he was almost trembling.
Yeah.
And so frustrated. And almost, I don't think he was scared, but maybe a little scared, like, intimidated, you know?
Yeah.
Because the environment was so loud, and they were, I mean, dude. I know there are a lot of kids at the game. Dude, everyone was MFing this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty good.
So, what's interesting about the Wagner thing is, I think it's equal parts. He thinks he's being held back by officials, and I actually think he's being enabled by officials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the foul that he fouled out on Darius, which was basically a blocking foul, if my memory serves me correct. Like, he was dead in the wrong. And so I think he's getting away in this series more than anyone is. And I think that empowered what he did late in that game, where he posterized Jared Allen and then came down with a big play on the very next play. Like, I think the refs in some way have enabled him with what they've allowed him to get away with, and I don't think the Cavs are getting away with that kind of stuff. That's not.
Yeah.
And listen, that's not the decide. I have a whole different theory on that that we'll get to later in the show. But speaking of, I have a theory in Anthony Lima. Why is anyone trying to say this series is over?
Well, I am.
Why? What? Like, why do you think two games in that this thing is over?
You may have another 2 months left.
Well, I think that it's over because the Magic stink.
Yeah, that might be fair. But I think if we put it all in the Magic, I think we're missing the point. One, you never really know how a series is going to go until the home team goes out on the road. And I know that the actual cliche is it's not a series until the home team loses.
Correct.
But, like, I'll be honest with you. This whole series is proof of concept to me. The whole thing. From start to finish. So, theoretically, the Cavs are halfway on their way to a sweep. It is fine if right now you think the Magic aren't going to win a game. I totally understand why you might think that. We haven't seen, because remember, the cliche is your role players ball out at home and they disappear on the road. The margins are, despite the fact that you've won by double digits both times, the margin in these games is really not that significant. Because the Magic, with a bad offense, were able to get it down to 4 in that first game in the third quarter. And then this game, in the second or in the fourth quarter, they were able to get it done. To get it down within double digits despite being down over 20. And they're able to do that with about a minute of clock time. And that's on the road where, as you pointed out, I think the Magic are incredibly intimidated at home. None of this is to say the Cavs haven't done their job. This is not bleep on the Cavs. The Cavs have done everything they needed to do. But, like, this Cavs hubris, or maybe it's just a complete lack of respect for the Magic, both of which I understand. I don't know I can share in that until I see the Cavs consistently do what they did at home these first two games on the road. And I think there's a chance, by the way, just with me saying that, I think there's a chance that the Magic are done. I think you saw after the Suggs injury, they were out of it for half of that game. So, like, I think there's a chance that you go out on the road and they don't put even a fight at home. There's a chance. I'm not betting on that yet. This series, to me, if the only thing you're doing is judging this series by what the Magic can't do, we're not looking at it through proper eyes. Mm. And I think to write off the Magic in any sense, knowing with what the Cavs' big problems were in the regular season, I think we'd be, because here's the thing, I want to let the series play out. I want to see what they do on the road. If they drop one on the road, or God forbid they drop two on the road, I want to see how they come back. Like, I can't give the Cavs a grade on this series until the thing is actually over.
Listen, I feel you, man. Last night was the first time I saw the Magic in person against the Cavaliers. Nick, they don't have any guy. I mean, they've got Paolo, and he's a really good player, but he's certainly not to the point of his career where he can carry a basketball team.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be a really good player in this league. I think he already is a really good player in this league. But that team, they don't have any outside shooting. I know they made a couple of threes there last night in the second half, but dude, unless there's a miracle, the series is over.
I can't say. I'll be with you after I see what happens in game 3. I'm not trying. My thing is,
I mean, it's like they're not going to Golden State this week. I mean, they're going to Orlando.
My thing is, so usually when we do the Cavs are up 2-0, the series is over. Some of that is,
I don't know how any Magic fans think that they have a chance.
I can imagine
if the Cavs on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, if the Cavs get off to a good start and smack them in the face, that arena is going to be dead. Mm-hmm. They're going to think they have no chance, and then the series is going to be a sweep.
I think there's a really decent chance that you're right on that. I also need to see it happen. I think trying to, because here's the thing. I think we still have seen moments where the Cavs aren't the Cavs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The thing that stalled the team at the beginning of the first half in game one is not the same thing as what stalled them at the end of the game last night. You know what the difference is? So, energy-wise, they didn't come out right in game three. Mm-hmm. That was a problem all year. In game two, in the fourth quarter, Darius Garland was on one. They brought Donovan back into the game, and Darius disappeared. That's a real thing. And that's something that I think, because, again, you've got some good moments. Strus has been phenomenal in his role. I actually think, even though his offense hasn't been good, Yang's given you really good defense at parts in this series. It's going to be more on Jarrett. It's going to be more on Donovan. It's going to be more on Darius and Evan when they go to Orlando. I'm confident that they can go through here. I'm confident that they can finish off in a sweep or a five-game series. I am confident that that's going to happen. And a lot of the confidence is the fact that the Magic aren't that good. The thing holding me back from saying, bleep it, it's over, let's start scouting Boston every night, is it's the Cavs. I'm confident the Cavs are going to win because the Magic are not a playoff. They're not a top six team in the East. I don't want to say they're not a playoff team. The Magic offensively would be lucky to be a play-in team if they had like the 15th best defense in the NBA instead of a top 10 defense.
Yeah, they play good defense.
They do. They really do.
They're long. They get in your face. They slow the game down. They kind of muck it up. But when their offense can't score, that's a problem.
And I think that might be aiding some of the Darius's struggles. He's trying to adapt to what you're seeing with being held on every play and some of the length and what they're doing at him. Although he did have, and I just want to give credit because we've had our Darius thoughts. Everybody on the station has. Those shots that he hit late in that game where he elevated the Cavs was...
They were huge. How many did he hit there? And was it the third and fourth quarter?
I think he hit two threes and then there was a field goal.
Okay.
Wasn't there a floater at the end and then they called the timeout and Donovan... You saw Donovan.
And how about the hustle play too?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I really like what I saw in those moments from Darius. But the thing holding me back is... I cannot give you the complete and total flowers for doing this. I can't credit you with a sweep or a gentleman's sweep until I see it play out. You passed every test those first two games, but to act as if there's no more tests or as if Orlando itself, maybe they can't get some home cooking off the bench, that maybe all of a sudden Franz Wagner, a couple of those three-pointers, they shot 25% last night from three, the Magic did. If they get to 30 to 33% with everything else they're doing, game three will be a real game. Game three will not be a 10-point decision. Now, that's a big ask, but Franz could get hot in front of the home crowd. Paolo could get hot in front of the home crowd. Mo Wagner and the Wagnerettes, all the Wagners. Mama Wagner, who apparently was in Cleveland. I heard about that from a few people, that they actually met her, and she's apparently 6 foot tall, but also incredibly nice. I don't know why I said also. You can be really tall and also nice. Why am I saying
we also don't know that they're not nice guys. They're just kind of
they're chaches for us.
They're chaches.
For us.
Yeah.
If
they're probably sweethearts.
If Mo Wagner played here, we'd build him a statue. If Mo Wagner played here, you know who he'd be? He'd be Anderson Varejão. A guy that drives you nuts when he's on somebody else's team, but you love him. He's deadly. When he does all that stuff for you, you're like, that's my dude right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.